Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Mika Simmons, and you're listening to the Happy Vagina Podcast. Coming up, we have The Scummy Mummies and Sherlock star Amanda Abingdon live at London Podcast Festival. And we do a deep dive into the menopause, gynecological cancers, and the hilariously slippery slope of virtual sex. But first, I'd like to tell you a little bit about our sponsors. This episode is sponsored by Scent and Remedy, the flower delivery service dedicated to changing how you feel. With 6 bunches, over 2 mind-enhancing collections, Restore and Renew, these flowers are a floral pharmacy in a box. Each bunch is carefully created to lift your mood and heighten your senses through the use of scents such as eucalyptus and lavender to bring calm, and jasmine and garden roses to nurture. All their flowers are cut to order for peak freshness and to minimise waste, then tied with natural twine, wrapped in eco-friendly tissue and carefully packed in a recycled cardboard box. Scent and Remedy flowers do more than just look good. You only have to hold a single stem in your hand for a moment to change how you feel. To find out more, go to www.scentandremedy.com or follow them on Instagram at scentandremedy. That's www.scentandremedy.com or at Scent and Remedy. Welcome to The Happy Vagina, a podcast dedicated to celebrating pioneers in the female space who've made a difference in women's health, equality and relationships. Each week we chat to inspiring human beings as they explore the experiences that completely change their outlook, promising not only to educate, but also to entertain and enlighten. And today we are live at London Podcast Festival in front of an intimate audience. Hello, everyone. Hello. Ah, they speak, they're alive. And we are joined by Amanda Abingdon, Ellie Gibson and Helen Thorne. Amanda, award-winning British actress, women's activist mum, and member of Ginsburg Women's Health Board. Welcome to The Half Vagina.
Thank you.
Amanda is a great friend of mine, and we've been campaigning together over the last year, so I'm honoured that you're joining
it's
us.
Always a pleasure.
And podcasters, authors and comedians, Helen Thorne and Ellie Gibson, who together are the Scummy Mummies.
Hello. That's exactly correct. And you did say Ellen, that is actually Ellie's name.
But only because my dad got it wrong and he wrote the wrong name on my birth certificate. He forgot and put Ellen by mistake. But you've triggered me.
Oh no, it started already. I've got name dyslexia. Properly, I've got name dyslexia. So I will say the wrong name all the time. So,
obviously.
John, it's really good that you're here.
Excellent. No, I had that with my ex-husband and I sometimes just call him a cunt. So, you know.
There we go. Oh. We're off.
It swings around about, doesn't it? It just swings around about.
My mum spelled my name wrong on my birth certificate too, and she never ever changed it, so I'm surprised I can get into America. But anyway, Ellie Gibson and Helen Thorne.
Strong name check. Good.
Scummy mummies. And I have to say, they're the comedy duo that celebrate the scummier side of parenting, usually wearing their trademark gold cat suits. Have you seen the gold cat suits, anyone? We've got some no's and some yeses. Literally, you need to go and see their show just for the gold cat suits, I think. Would you agree?
Yeah. For the visuals, not for the smells.
Yeah, they do. They really stink. We've had the same ones since 2019, and you can't wash them. So we think they are actually where Corona started.
Yeah, there's a lot of culture.
don't blame Wuhan.
Might be where it ends as well.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to come back to leggings and designer vaginas later on, actually. So that's going to come in handy. When I first met you two, Ellie and Helen, we were at an event, and I was just saying to you that I thought your name was the Scummy Mummies. And I do think that you should roll with that. But after I met you, I went and had a look at your feed because I was like, do I need to follow them? Obviously, I did. Just to say.
I know you had to weigh it up, though. You met us and then you're like, I'm still not sure.
Do I need to press follow?
But because I'm child-free, I was like,
what's in it for me, right, basically. And I found this picture on your feed of your kitchen, okay, and it looked like World War III. Actually, that's probably a really inappropriate thing to say right now.
No, it's fine.
Not about your kitchen, but about the fact that we're possibly heading towards World War III.
No, I predicted the future, yeah.
But it's... So essentially, I was going to ask you whose kitchen it was because I wasn't sure. But anyway, so there's a picture of a kitchen and I literally was like, oh, no, there's definitely a place for me here because that looks exactly like my kitchen. It has nothing to do with the fact that they've got children.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's just about the sort of the raw, you know, normal things that we go through. And there's no, that's our shop front. We don't get much criticism because I think if you pitch yourself really low, then no one can...
Yeah, it's hard to knock someone down who's already lying in a pile of shit on the floor, isn't it? Yeah.
Smells bad, who looks bad. But people say, oh, thank God, you know, you make me feel normal. But we did have some trolls who said they look like they smell.
Yes, they always look like they stink. That was nice.
Yeah, that's nice.
Solidarity.
Yeah.
For anyone that's listening that hasn't seen that picture yet, although I strongly advise everyone goes to look at it and follow all of the guests today, what would you say, what would you describe it as?
Well, yeah, so it was like there's piles of there was piles of dishes, you know, leftover food, there's probably washing hanging, there was, you know, probably half a cat, who knows. It was it's pretty, it's always my house that's the messiest, by the way. Ellie is not secretly neat anymore. You've come out and owned
Come out in recent years. I read Marie Kondo 3 times and I fold my pants and I've alphabetized my spice drawer, and that was a horrible, because it's not on brand, is it? That was a secret for years.
Yeah,
but now I've come out. I feel very brave. I am a pioneer. You're quite right, Mika.
Helen, the picture was before, you've recently gone through a divorce.
Yeah.
And the picture was before you were divorced. Mm. Can I just ask you, your unmanageability, for want of a better word, has it got any better since you're in a single woman?
My house looks better, definitely, since he's gone. And I feel like I'm more in control, definitely. I feel less chaotic. But yeah, I'm just really fucking tired all the time now being a single parent, because I'm just doing everything all the time.
It's
really hard. But you know, no one else is washing their PE kit at midnight and that sort of thing. So,
or having to do it the next day when they tell you at 5 o'clock in the morning that they need the entire kit for in 20 minutes. It's like, do you?
You can microwave then. Socks. Yeah, cool.
Through tears.
Yeah,
through
tears. Yeah. You can Febreze a lot.
I do.
Again, I would just say that I feel like that about myself when I suddenly realise I'm actually in gym class and I haven't cleaned my own kit. So yeah. I didn't have a shower this morning.
I didn't have a shower.
That's fine. Okay. Absolutely okay.
I love not having a shower. I've got to say, I miss the pandemic for that reason. A good 2 days where you could basically just not get dressed.
Yeah, we could go for a week. Yeah. Longer.
A week.
Glorious.
You pioneered 24-hour outfits.
Yes, that's right. That was my thing. It was like a 24-48-hour outfit. So I would get dressed in the morning.
That woman's going to be sick. She just went...
You're very welcome. Don't knock it till you try it. So I would choose clothes that I could possibly sleep in. Did anyone else
I've
do that?
I've done that. I do that. I still do that now. I'll do that when I go home tonight.
Yeah, I'm going,
easily.
If this is a light,
that.
If it's a light jogger, not a heavy jogger.
No, a light
like
jogger,
a medium
a
weight jogger, a t-shirt, set the bra off. Good.
Easy.
And then you can go to the shops in the morning.
Yeah.
Absolutely
if
fine.
If you're a scumbag. Yeah.
I do sleep in my clothes a lot. And I don't drink anymore, actually. But I used to think it was because I got home drunk, but it's not. No. I just literally hit a wall and I'm like, I've got to go to bed. And the only thing I can do is walk to the bed and get in it.
Yeah.
So I'm
a
fan of the 24-hour thing.
Yeah. Sure. No, I slept in a corseted Vivian Westwood silk frock at a wedding recently, didn't I? Because I was taken upstairs.
Doesn't sound comfortable.
It was not, and I was in fishnet. So when I woke up, I was just sort of marked like a Christmas ham. Don't sleep in your Arnie Viv. Don't do that.
Wow.
But I'd drunk all of the drinks. I'd got off with a band member on the dance floor.
This is the best wedding ever.
It was up a mountain.
And we officiated in white net catsuits covered in fake diamonds with big snowball headdresses.
That's so right. We were the fake double vicars. And then we just drank all of the drinks because we were up on the mountain. No one could go home. Yeah. And so we had to sleep in the little refuge. And then I think at about 3 a.m., our lovely gay friend Johan said, it's time for you to go to bed. I was like, where's the trumpeter? He said, no more trumpeter for you. And I got put to bed in my clothes, and it was lovely. Anyway,
that's fantastic.
It was a great night.
I say,
time.
Can we come next time?
Yeah.
But they tend
can
to
you do my
one
wedding?
Stone.
Yes, yes,
oh,
very
yes.
good. My dad was a vicar, so I feel like I'm carrying on the tradition.
Carrying on that baton.
Yes, exactly.
Was he? That's a whole other conversation. I can't even go there right now. Amanda.
Hello.
You are a very, very talented actress and also been very active in the women's health space. But I do just want to touch on your journey into acting? Because when I was looking you up, in terms of names, your name is not Abingdon.
No, Smith.
Amanda Smith?
Yeah.
So where did Abingdon come from?
It was my grandmother's maiden name. Right. And it was either going to be Johnson or Abingdon. And so I tossed a coin and it was Abingdon. And we did Abingdon. I wish I'd done Johnson now because it just sounds better. It sounds like I made Amanda Abingdon up and I didn't. It's like I wanted to be in front of the spotlight. And it's not. It's just everyone. All the people at drama school would say, it's only because you want to be at the front of the spotlight. It's like, it's not. The spotlight is like a catalogue of actors and you go through it and pick people.
But why
Which
did
sounds so, really weird.
So Andy Lincoln, I don't know if anyone knows who Andy Lincoln is. He was in a TV show called Teachers. But his real name was Walking Dead. And he went to school in Bath down the road from me. And his real name is Andy Clutterbuck. And I understand. Sorry, Andy.
Is it really? I'm going to tell my son that.
There's nothing wrong with Clutterbuck, but it was during the time
there
when...
There is a bit, Mika.
You can say that, I can't. But when I first graduated from drama school, my first agent, John Wood, was like, we're going to have to change your name. You can't be called Mika Simmons. And I was like, what the fuck is wrong with the name Mika Simmons? Yeah. But Andy Clutterbuck, I can see that there would be some challenges with it. But why did you need to change your name?
There was already an Amanda Smith.
Oh.
And there was a man...
Did you not hunt her down? Because somebody tried to call their podcast. Well, now I'm going to. When I started the Happy Vagina podcast, someone had a project called The Happy Vagina and I hunted them down.
I remember you doing this. Yeah, you did.
I was like, look, you've got three different names. Please, can I have that one?
That was brilliant.
Because they had three. It wasn't it was like
you really got the bit between you. I remember you were like savage.
Great. Yeah.
But there was do you remember Mandy Smith who went out with Bill Wyman?
Yes.
There was her as well. And I thought, I'm going to tread on so many toes.
Helen, has your name always been Thorn or is that your married name?
No, that's my name. I'm Thorn forever. I like it. It's a very blunt name, Helen Thorn.
Yes.
And it works well with the biography I'm writing, autobiography, Thorn in My Side.
Yeah.
So that's very good. So kind of you.
And for my Edinburgh show next year, I'm going to talk about my dating and call it Thorn Hub.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Thank you very much. Yep.
Very good.
It was a niche joke.
And when do the tickets go on sale for that, Helen?
Yeah, I know, exactly.
And when is the book out, Ellie?
It's not really.
It's an ongoing project. It's a working project in progress. Yes.
Ellie, is Gibson your married name?
No. I can't remember now. Get so confused. Gibson is my original name. And then my husband's name is Hobden, which is rubbish, and no one can ever spell it. And they go Hobson, and you have to go, no, it's Hobden, and it's weird. And I just couldn't be bothered, basically. Feminism, obviously, that was the main reason. but there definitely wasn't mainly the admin.
I feel like, at the moment, more and more women are not taking last names. What are your opinions on that? I mean, you didn't take it for stage names, or because...
No, I didn't want his last name. I love my family more than his family, and I thought, I'm not changing my fucking name. My kids got his name, which I kind of like now because of the work that I do. And so, and also when I got divorced, one of the biggest things people Googled was like Will Thorne. And so they couldn't find him. I mean, they should have really and killed him, but we're very close. People can't find out who my kids are and I never show them online and things like that. So there's a bit of anonymity about that, which I kind of like. But yeah, I really fucking like my last name. I don't want to change it. So, but you know,
why did
knows?
You feel like you needed to protect him?
So he didn't sue me. I think that was it. But you know, I might change my mind.
But just because you have spoken about it on your social media feed and in your book, that the reason that you split up was because he had an affair with someone else that you found out in 2019?
2020, 3 weeks before the pandemic, yeah.
So it's not as though you've kept that quiet.
No, but they can't see who he is, basically.
Right, okay.
So he's got a little bit of privacy about that. But then I can talk about his affair and all sorts of things. Wherever I like.
Yeah.
But it was interesting when I published the book that Penguin wouldn't let me use the word affair in the book. I've said everything else but the word affair. And they went through a red pen in the book and took
Why
it out.
Why is that? Why weren't you allowed to say affair?
Oh, because they said, for legal reasons. And also when I've written articles for like The Guardian, they won't let me use the word affair.
Even though it says adultery on the divorce papers, doesn't it?
Exactly right. So it's really interesting.
Wow.
It's almost like there's some sort of system that's designed to protect men. It's really weird. It's so weird. I think about adding power, guys, but there's a lot of stuff that's happening, guys.
God, so unfair.
So there was bits that were taken out of the book that that I can do on stage instead. Yeah. So I can save up the good shit for later on.
And obviously you've written a book, Get Divorced and Be Happy.
Yes, yeah, Get Divorced and Be Happy.
Whole, yeah, yeah, it's a brilliant, brilliant book with some great exploration into masturbation as well, which we're going to talk about.
Oh, in love wanking. Yeah.
In a bit. But how are you today?
I'm great.
Really?
Really?
She's had a wank.
Yeah, yeah.
that was too far. We found bottom.
No.
Yeah, yeah, no, 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 that's fine. No. I had a lovely one in the bath the other day. Yes. lovely one.
It's good for you.
It's so neat and clean.
Did you put some menu on? Did you make
it
nice?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Make it nice.
Hang on a second.
Not yet.
Hold on. Can you make yourself come in the bath?
Yes.
I can't. See, water for me is a complete no-no.
Maybe you've got different taps. You've not got a detachable shower head. Look into it, mate.
No, it's not that, because you know you always see those really erotic sort of sensual images of men and women having sex in the sea. Mm. It's practically impossible for women to have sex in the sea. Have you had sex in the sea?
Yeah.
And could you get the penis go? Was it with a man?
Was with a boy? Yes. Yeah.
It must have had to be fairly calm as well, the sea, because otherwise those waves. I mean, yeah. You've got to judge the tide.
Puts you off your stride. Yes.
It was like in Thailand. It wasn't like in Brighton. Do you know what I mean? I feel like that would have been a different.
It wasn't
situation.
Just off the North Sea.
No. Yeah.
Outside of the new Soho house.
Dover.
Right.
Yeah, mind the ferry. Yeah, South End. Yeah.
Okay. Well, listen, I'm really excited that you're here.
Don't invite us. This is what this is. Don't invite us if you don't want this.
I'm absolutely thrilled. I could not be happier.
You really look it.
The Happy Vagina listeners have been badgering me to bring back the quiz that we did in season one and two. Oh. So we still do like a kind of like slightly binary quiz in the audio digital episodes we do. But because we're live, I'm going to bring back the quiz.
Woo.
And yes, exactly. Thank you. Be excited. Be very excited. I loved the quiz, to be honest with you, but it would take me the full hour to get through the quiz, and then I wouldn't get to have any of the deeper discussions. But I feel like we've gone
on the beach. So are we not getting the quiz?
You are getting the quiz.
Oh, good.
And it's starting.
Is there a prize? A little quiz.
There's no prize. I'm the prize.
Okay.
Get Mika for 35 minutes.
No, there isn't any prizes, and actually I don't give any points out.
That's not a quiz.
Well, it is.
That's just some questions.
That's interrogation. You're mixing it up with an interrogation.
I've had enough. This is bullshit. I was promised a quiz.
That's just asking questions with nothing back.
An interview.
Well, I think there's a really famous TV show, isn't there, where they don't give proper points. I do give some points out.
I try.
Listen, I'm loving it. This year I was diagnosed with ADHD, and I blame that for absolutely everything.
Yeah.
I'm like, I can't keep account of the quiz because I've got ADHD. Yeah. No, I can't do a quiz then. Because I've got ADHD.
Don't do it.
Don't be ADHDist.
Yes, don't be ADHDist. Okay, so question one. It's Gynecological Cancer Awareness Month this month, and we are supporting your tickets, prices, profits are going to Lady Garden Foundation, which is the charity I started in honour of my mother, who died of ovarian cancer, Rosemary Brenham. So we are going to start with a question about gynecological cancers. There are five main types of gynecological cancers: cervical, ovarian, uterine, vaginal, and vulva.
That's not a quiz question, don't you? That's just a statement.
Yeah.
Just checking.
It's coming.
Correct.
I'm coming with it.
Well done.
But also, I've just noticed that my quiz is on the table, and I think Amanda Appleton is looking at the answer.
Damn it.
She's looking at the answers like, look,
I can't see. I've got no glasses on. This is a blur.
I've just going to her. I might sit slightly away from these women. I think they're not to be trusted.
No, we're dodging.
Okay, which is the most common?
Cervical.
Ovarian. Just keep saying uterine. Uterine. Flaps.
Just hold up. I meant to say this at the beginning. Are you coming in as a team or are you coming in individually?
You've got to come in individually.
Eleanor.
Otherwise,
yeah, we'll
just
come
you
as
two against
fine.
Me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Team is fine. Yeah, I wasn't listening when she was talking before, so you say an answer.
I'll say uterine.
Uterine. That's her answer, Mika.
Ellie, do you think you might have ADHD?
No, she's like the opposite of ADHD. She's so fucking organised, right? Nothing slips through the net.
People often confuse ADHD with hungover in my case. I was live streaming erotic fiction on the internet.
You mean
the Twitch, that's right, Grandma, the Twitch.
Is it actually erotic fiction?
Yeah.
No, hang on a second. Because I did
read it.
Right.
When I was researching you, I read that you've now taken up, because you're an original gamer.
Is this part of the quiz?
No, it's not. Okay. We're going on a tangent, but I'm going to really enjoy it because I wanted to ask you the question. I thought it's not relevant, and now it is. So basically, you were a gamer and then you have gone back to to, what's it called? Is it Twitching?
Twitch comedy? I don't
know.
Twitch.
The gaming.
She plays video games on a platform called Twitch.
It is called Twitch.
I was a games journalist and then I became a comedian and now I live stream on the internet on Tuesday and Friday nights.
So in an article that I read in The Guardian about you, it was saying that you'd gone back to Twitching and that it was this
Twitcher,
sort of erotic. But I was like, is it really, sorry, but is it, are you being funny or is it really erotic? Are you really erotic Twitching?
Well, that's a good question, isn't
it? Thank you,
that's,
it is a good question, finally.
Here we go, into the meat of the quiz now, everyone. The quiz has begun. So there's this game, the game that we're playing last night is called Choices, Stories You Make, and you can choose which genre of story, and obviously I chose steamy, because if steamy's an option, who doesn't want steamy?
Right.
You don't want, you
what
know...
What were the other options, do you remember?
Oh, like romance. Medical Vegetables. Is an option, which is a bit strange, but you'd probably like that with your gynecological questions. But I chose steamy, and I chose a book called The Nanny Affair, and then you choose your character, so you can be... I think you are a lady, but you can choose, you know, what hair and face you have. Mm. And then you can choose whether your partner's a man or a lady, which I think is like that, very modern. Mm. I chose a man, just because I've never had it off with a lady, so I don't know what it's like. Mm. Identified
haven't
more.
You ever?
No.
Have you?
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
Yeah, me
not,
too.
Not since university.
Helly, maybe now's the moment. We could...
I mean, if you
lot,
win the
there's
quiz...
There's a lot of people to get through here. I don't know if we've got time. Anyway,
she
so
didn't
you do
bring
that,
her gloves,
and then it gets weird almost immediately, and then your character is having an erotic dream. That's the start of the interactive book. So you're having in this erotic dream about this man, but it's because it's like I think it has to be safe enough to be. It's a game on the Play Store. You can download it for free. Go home, do it tonight for iOS or Android.
Well, now should we
right
go?
Now.
Don't do it now.
And then, so they don't use like they don't really use proper words and things. So that it says things Grunt. Like, "His hips rise to meet your throbbing center." And I've never heard it called a center before.
No, no.
Have you ever? Has anyone ever entered your center?
Sounds like a Westfield.
I know.
Yeah. Oh, it's a throbbing center today.
Mind the hennies. And so I have a lovely community of people who unbelievably, it's most of all to me, watch me do this. And then they chat to me. We have little chats. And
so they watch you having sex or they watch you play the game?
Well, they watch me play the game. And then I get the audience to make decisions like, it's things like you can be set, you can flirt with your boss or you can like just look after his kids like you're supposed to, like it's a normal world. And like
wow.
stuff like that. And so they all choose. And then the goal, because we're all filthy on my streams, is to have it off with the fictional man. And we didn't manage it last. We came close a few times.
Oh,
and at one point, I thought he had put the tip in. But they all said, no, I just had too much vodka. And we were just still
you
embracing.
You with blurry eyes.
I misread it.
Yes.
So that's a problem with it. It's not great if you've got dyslexia.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a lot of fun. And not really arousing, but very enjoyable. You're all looking at me like I've...
Well, no, my look is because actually a producer last year suggested that I took the Happy Vagina onto Twitch. And I haven't, there's not enough hours in the fucking day for everything that I do. So I was like, I can't. But now I'm thinking I might.
It's interactive and yeah, so you can do anything you like. There's
but
a guy who just like...
Does it not turn you on?
Sleeps in a tent and you can watch him. People eat food.
What?
And
like you can watch anything. People eat food.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it
anything? It's just like a live YouTube, really, isn't it? And people interact.
Yeah.
Wild.
Yeah.
It's
there's a man
wild.
I watch a lot in South Korea. A man who just films himself sleeping. He has a tent inside his flat, inside his lounge, and he sleeps in the tent. And he films himself sleeping, and then sometimes making noodles or going for a little drive around Seoul,
that sounds very
which
beautiful.
Is quite interesting. Quite interesting. I've never been to South Korea, so it's a nice little window into his life.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's not a fever dream. This is happening.
Yeah. Yeah. Amanda, what are your thoughts on it?
I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do.
Do your kids Twitch?
No. Then they're never going to either. They're going to go out and get a job. That's what they're going to do.
Well, I think it
not that
is
I'm
a
saying
job.
That isn't a job.
There's quite
I'm just
a lot of money to be made on Twitch,
is
by
there
the
really?
Way. Yeah, yeah,
I do,
yeah.
I make
yeah,
a bit of money, but I don't make a lot of money. I reinvest it in the stream, which means I buy vodka or I unlock more chapters of the erotic novels.
I get the erotic. I don't get watching people sleep. That seems a bit like, you know.
It's quite soothing.
I just do that outside when people are in their houses.
I just think it's fascinating. We're going to move on. So the answer to that question was uterine cancer. Congratulations.
Right.
Helen is the winner of that question.
We're a team.
One on
we're
the quiz.
A team.
Yes,
we're
both scummy
sorry,
mummies.
Scummy mummies have, and Ellie has
I'm
added
surprised
to...
surprised at that.
So ovarian cancer is the cancer that the majority... There's the highest number of deaths of women with gynae cancers. Mm. And cervical cancer is the one with the least number of deaths. And Helen, you recently have had a cervical cancer scare, haven't you?
Yeah, I had missed smear on time. Can I tell you my funny smear story, actually? The smear before that, I was lying down and the nurse came in, you know, drop your knees apart, da-da-da. And she had a look at my fanny and she went, ooh, we're going to need a bigger speculum.
So she popped next door to Quick Fit.
Yes, exactly right.
Sorry, what does she mean? Because you've had children? Did your children come out of your
yeah,
vagina?
Yeah. I had two home births, so, you know, can't sneeze with confidence. She had a look and put the first speculum in, didn't touch the side, so she decided to crank out the big guns. Yeah, so it was really humiliating. But we had a lovely chat, and now I can do that on stage.
Did you know before she said that? Because I only learned through doing this podcast that there were different... Does everyone in the audience know that there's different size speculums that you can have? And they don't ask you, no, would you like a small, medium or large? They basically ask you if you've had kids. And if you've had a natural birth, then they're probably likely to give you a bigger speculum.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did you know that?
They're
coming?
Like barbecue tongs, you know, with the... Yeah, so it's great. It's really comfortable.
They asked me if I had kids and I said, I have two. And she pulled out the big one. I said, no, I had cesareans. Get the small one. Yeah. And then she went down.
Yeah.
And she was down there for about 2 minutes. And then she went, that's where I know you from. You're Mary Morstan from Sherlock. And I was like... Now's really not the time.
Yeah.
She literally was down there and you could hear her going... And then a little head popped up.
It's all right. If it's any consolation, I was once having a mole removed off of my back and they said, oh, you're an actress, we might recognise you off the TV or something. They were saying that kind of thing. Mm. And I said, oh, I don't think you do. And they went, oh, no, it's the pub across the road that you work in. So I think I'd prefer to be recognised as Mary from Sherlock than the girl that runs the pub across the road because she hasn't got a job.
She was nose to vagina and then she went like that.
Did she see like a deer stalker in there or something?
I have no idea. Yeah.
What was the clue?
It was so...
Very Sherlock.
But she was down there for a while, so she was obviously like not concentrating on that.
Either that, and or she just was taking samples to sell on the internet.
Do I know her from the
Twitch
library? Do I know her? Do her kids go to my kids' school? No. What is it? Yours. And then I was like, oh, just go back down, get the biggest bachelor, whatever it is. I don't care. Just get away from it.
We're going to take a very quick ad break. And before we do, I wanted to let you know that this podcast was produced in association with Albright, the leading career network for women. Got a mission, a 5-year plan, or an outrageous dream? Albright will have your back. They had mine. Visit www.albrightcollective.com to join their free community today, or download the Albright app available in the App Store. Albright, a global sisterhood for ambitious women.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ellie, you had a cesarean as well, and I read that you were back on stage 10 days after. Is this true?
That's not part of the quiz. I'm not proud of that.
No, that's my next question.
What happened?
Were you, is this for the Scummy Mummies or was it?
Yeah. So we had done an outdoor gig, a 7-hour outdoor gig, and Ellie was pregnant. And then the next day you went into labour and had Joe a little bit early.
Yeah, Joe was 9 weeks early, my second son. So, and he's fine now. He's all, everybody makes that noise, but it's okay. He's all right now. But obviously he was very poorly because that's very little.
And you support the charity?
Born. Yes.
Yep.
The Born charity, which researches premature birth because it's one of these women's things, or people think that, there's been no new treatment for the prevention or of premature birth for like 65 years, I think. Mm. So it's really bonkers. So they're trying to fund research into it. So, and they've made me an ambassador, which is brilliant because I get to do Ferrero Rocher jokes now and go to dinners. Mm. So
yes, we're going to a lovely dinner on
Going to dinner.
Do they know that you do erotic stuff on Twitch? Do you want me to cut that bit out?
No, if that's there. What, do you think I might get sacked as an ambassador?
I don't know. I mean, I just, you know.
Might help.
We'll talk about it afterwards. Let's just keep going for now.
They don't pay me or anything. It's fine.
So yeah, yeah. So it was with your premature, the son that came premature.
Yeah.
There was a problem, so they decided to bring him out early. Did he have to go into incubator?
No, he just decided to arrive early. I got the contractions and he was coming out and the doctor said, do you want to have a cesarean or a natural birth? And I said, well, what's safer? And the doctor said, well, cesarean.
Right.
I said, why are we having this conversation? Yeah. Get the knives. So,
did you?
Yeah.
Right.
So, go.
And so, I mean, I was going to ask whether or not, looking back on it, you felt that was a risky decision. But I was with a girl, because I don't have children, I've already said that, and everyone knows. But basically, I said to a girlfriend last night, I said, you know, I'm gonna be on stage with these really phenomenal mums. Do you think that it's normal to be going back to work or on stage 10 days after? I didn't use the word normal. I just wanted her opinion on it. And she was like, yeah, I was up and about. They encourage you to walk. But looking back on it, do you think that was a bit mad?
Yeah, really mad. But I didn't. I was mad, so I didn't know that it was mad.
I was like, cool. We. I kept saying things like, we could just like stay at home and eat a pizza. up to you. We can cancel at any time. And you're like, oh, no, I'll just sit on a chair and I'll do the thing. You know, I talked to your mum and I talked to your best friend who was a nurse going, but you were very, 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 very determined to do it, I remember. And you're like, no, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. And we got through it, absolutely.
Yes, and it was quite a good distraction in that first 10 days. You know, I think that's why people have funerals, topical. It's because it's good to have something for doers, for people like me who are quite organised and who like to do stuff and achieve stuff. Mm. It's quite good to have an event or something you have to do. Mm. And then I think after we'd done it, I crashed a bit and I was like, oh, shit. This is quite serious, isn't it? It's quite bad.
And was there any of that thing that a lot of women talk about wanting to keep their lives normal after having a child? Because there's quite a lot of pressure, I think, on women to, or actually internally for women to not lose their life.
I've never felt that, to be honest. And I know for lots of women there's a thing about losing your identity, and I totally know that's a real thing, and I have lots of sympathy for it, but I've just always been a dickhead, and having children's never changed that. So
it's enhanced it. It actually made it quite profitable having children.
That's right.
Actually gave us
it's just material. That's why we did it, basically.
The content is amazing. Yeah. That, we rejoice when our kids fuck up. It's that's another podcast episode done. So it's good. But it was a really scary time, and Ellie was incredible, and she was breast pumping every 3 hours around the clock, double breast pumping. You were always at it. I remember we coming over, you're recording podcasts, doing anything. Always had milk. And you overfilled your quota of breast milk, I remember.
Yeah, so I, again, because I'm a doer and I cope with tragedy and crisis by just overachieving. I produced, it became like a Stalinist grain drive. And I produced so much milk that they had to give me my own drawer in the freezer at the hospital. And then I filled that and they had to give me another drawer. And then when I left, they gave me all these bags for life, like just full of milk that
honestly,
I produced, like a one-woman dairy farm, just like pumping, pumping, pumping.
I mean, that is just, on the topic of cancer, and Helen, are you okay?
So I had my smear test and then I went and had a colposcopy and then they burnt them off. Just with a lighter, and it was great. It was really
a bit hairspray.
A little bit of impulse, and
it came right off.
Yeah, yeah, it was really, 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 really neat, actually, which was great.
And smelled great.
Oh yeah, exactly. Inky pinky.
So the trolls are right. You do smell. Actually, they were forward thinking.
Yeah, really,
but
really.
Ellie, on the breast milk thing, I don't know if you know this. I've talked about it a bit on my feed, but if you do have children again and do create that much breast milk, don't forget they've just discovered that the protein in breast milk might be able to cure bladder cancer.
Oh, what?
I know. So they're now looking at that protein in the lab and trying to work out how they can recreate it in order to be quite a significant treatment for bladder. It's still in research, but...
Wow. That's extraordinary.
Amanda, you had both your children by cesarean.
I did, yes.
And did you go straight back to work?
With Joe, I was 4 days after I had my cesarean, I was walking around Boots in Wood Green trying to find a breast pump. And then I was back to work sort of 2 weeks.
Did you not think about getting one of those beforehand?
I No, because I
did you not think about planning?
Joe couldn't latch on, okay. And it was really bad, okay. And he was essentially drinking blood in the end from, because it just wasn't happening, and because he was a breech baby, he was 20 weeks up in my rib cage. His bones were constricted at the back, so every time he opened his mouth, it felt like a migraine. Mm. So we had a few. He was fine, but he couldn't get out. And then Grace was an unstable lay, which makes sense because she's nuts.
It just means that
she was moving around, and while she'd moved around, the cord had gone around her neck.
Right.
So the obstetrician said, "Listen, I think it's going to be." And I've got a tilted pelvis as well, which means they couldn't engage their heads.
You
anyway.
Are very special and different.
I'm like an alien. So it was very so. In order for me to be safe and them to be safe, they said just have two cesareans. Mm. Just have two. But it was I think it doesn't matter how you do it. Same with breastfeeding. There is such a pressure for women to breastfeed. It doesn't matter. It makes no difference. As long as your baby is healthy and as long as you are healthy, you do what is in your head and your heart, and you don't listen to anybody else.
Yeah.
You trust yourself, because I can't stand all these women that go, "Did you not breastfeed? Oh my God, you're not an adequate woman."
Yeah.
It's like, no, shut up. Go. Just do what you want to do.
And if you are having difficulty producing milk, I've got Ellie Gibson's address.
Yes.
Yes, that's
she's
right.
She's available. Yeah.
She's still got loads.
Squirty cream, so. Mainly, didn't you?
Yes, yeah. Yes, yeah.
Fed is best,
absolutely. That's right. Looks like a nipple. That's fine.
But I think, in terms of just with that, you do what you feel you can do. I mean, there is a pressure for women not to go back to work. There's a pressure for women to go back to work. And it's just like, there is just so much pressure, and it's just like you listen to yourself and you listen to your baby and you listen to your body and you do what you want to do.
Yeah.
It makes no bear, it has no different, makes no difference to anybody else.
Yeah.
They can bitch and moan about it. Look after yourself, number one.
Yeah.
And your kid and your baby.
Yeah. This voice of Amanda Abingdon is one of the things that actually, it's one of the reasons why I fell in love with Amanda. And last year, Amanda and I campaigned to make HRT free. We did not win, but we made some significant changes with the help of some amazing women in government. One of them is here, Emma Dean. We basically, the government have committed to reducing the cost of HRT, but I have got to say that it was meant to happen, I think, a year ago, and it's still not happened. So that's not like
the Tories to not do something.
I will not hear this. Come on.
Unbelievable.
It's so pro women.
I am shocked. That's horrifying to me. Oh,
my God. Wow.
They turn up for us, they do their best for us, and now we're
waiting very hard.
Promises.
Deliver.
Anyway, there is still a conversation going on about it. And actually, I met with a Labour MP, Carolyn Harris, last week, who was telling me there is still a massive shortage of HR. Stop looking at the answers to the questions.
I'm not. We're about it.
We're looking at your fucking legs.
I'm just looking in your direction. You are literally a bird to me. You are literally a blur.
We are just moving on to question two.
Here we go.
With 35 minutes into the podcast.
Now if I get this right, you're going to think I cheated, and that's not fair.
I am, actually. Okay, question two is on the topic of HRT, funnily enough. Look at my very clever segue.
Yes. Dovetailing.
Yes, I'm dovetailing, or 69. No, I mean, yes. So, in September 22... the first ever over-the-counter HRT went on sale in Boots. That's a fact, Ellie. Yes, it's not the question yet.
Okay.
Hold on.
All right.
Yes.
Was it A, £5 for a month's supply?
No, it's the
B,
most expensive.
B, £30 for a pack of 24 pills, or C, £100 for a year's supply?
So, B.
I think B. We're saying B, Mika.
It was B.
Of course it
yes!
Was.
Now excellent. You think I cheated and I didn't, but that seemed like the obvious
I just
answer.
Have to say that this was described in the press as a landmark moment for women's health, but given really, the yeah. work that we did last year to try and make HRT free...
It's not really, is it?
I beg to differ.
It's not really.
Amanda, why was it important for you to do that?
Because
campaign?
I think that 50% of the population go through the menopause, and it's such a maligned... It's people don't talk about it. It's like the dirty little secret in the corner, and if we don't address it... so many women have problems and so many women deal with it silently, and it needs to be looked after and nurtured like any other health concern or health well-being thing. Mm. I mean, I know I'm menopausal now, and I it's not pleasant. It's okay. It's manageable and it's fine. I have good days and I have horrible days. I just think women need to be looked after. And I say this all the time, if cis men had babies, where there would be creches everywhere and there'd be healthcare and childcare. Mm. It's the same with the HRT. If men went through the menopause, all this would be available freely and readily. It's just it feels like it's not talked about, we should look after our women. We should, especially when women that get to a certain age, because we do fall off the planet a little bit and we do become invisible. And it's so unfair, because when you hit 50, some of the most interesting, wonderful, fabulous, sexy women I know are over 50.
Yeah.
And they're just ignored.
Yeah, and actually one of the things that has become very apparent is that if a man goes to the doctor and says that he's having erectile dysfunction, he will get given a prescription for Viagra immediately.
Straight away.
And often, if it's for some reasons, it will be given free.
Well, you can get it over the counter at the pharmacy now.
Whereas with HRT, which essentially is just a hormone replacement, so it's the same as if you have a low thyroid or hyper or low... I always get confused. But anyway, thyroid treatment is something that you can just get on the NHS. Whereas for this is just the same thing. It's a hormone replacement. And I think it's something like 48% of women say that the onset of the menopause is actually the significant difference is the emotional side of it rather than the physical side of it. And when I was chatting to Carolyn Harris last week, she was saying to me that in the majority, because in London it is a bit different. I think that the doctors in London have access to better research, and we're just London-centric kind of mentality. I mean, I lied to get my HRT. And what Carolyn said to me was that they're still looking for periods. So your perimenopause can last for 5 years, yeah, and you can still have pretty regular periods during that time.
Yeah, you do. But also, when I went to...
Helen and Ellie are looking at us.
When
like
I went...
Scared.
No, I'm just feeling... I want to tell a shame story. I actually lied that I had the menopause so I could go on Lorraine.
It's Kelly, a television programme.
Sorry, Kelly.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry, but this podcast is about to take a tangent that I just could never, ever foresee.
So we got a phone call.
Going to be in the Daily Mail.
I was about to do my story about the menopause and being offered antidepressants, but this is far more interesting.
So I got a phone call, and it was the Lorraine show going, oh, well, will one of you come on the Lorraine show and talk about being perimenopausal? And I said, well, we can't. This was like 5 years ago. And I was like, oh, no, because we're not perimenopausal. Sorry, that's not our experience. We can't speak to it. And they went, oh, no worries, and put the phone down. And she went, who was that? And I told her, and she went, I'm perimenopausal. And I went, you've never mentioned that. No, you're not. And you went, I could be. And you rang them back. And then you didn't even get to meet Lorraine. So it was a waste. It was the pre-record.
That's amazing.
We're never going to get through the quiz. I'm so happy. Helen, what happened?
I told some lies.
I love it.
No wonder Penguin didn't want you to say anything about affairs
in the
book.
She turned up in 6 jumpers and then just took them off quickly before she went in, going, oh, it's very hot, isn't it? Oh, I'm so hot.
I talked about not being able to sleep properly, getting a bit hot occasionally, feeling hormonal, getting a bit sad.
All the time going, where's Lorraine? When is Lorraine coming?
Is she going to come in at all?
I met Helen Lederer, and that's just as good. She's excellent. She's an excellent human
being.
She's
very cool.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm Googling that when I get home.
Joan, I'm going to put it off on the Happy Vagina feed.
I'm Googling that. I'm retweeting that later.
I'm going to get the shittest menopause now, aren't I? Because I've lied about
that. No, you won't.
No. It doesn't work like that.
Lorraine does have a direct line to God, famously. that's how she got where she is.
She's the goddess of menopause.
Yes, so she is.
Goddess of everything. She's a national treasure. She should be crowned.
Yes. That's what we should do with a quiz. Who should be the next queen?
Lorraine.
That's fine. Yep.
We're all winners.
Have you told Lorraine?
No.
I'm going to tell her.
One day. When we're actually on Lorraine, I can say, this is not my first...
Sadly, of course, I have since been on Lorraine and met Lorraine for a completely, I think, games-related reason. No, it's about video games. I think you were in Australia.
I was in Australia, so you got to go on
Helen
Lorraine.
Not, like, I can play games.
Yeah. No, it was great. I went on and talked about games. It was really nice. Lorraine and I really got on, and she was like, oh, you know when your mate came on? She was talking shit, wasn't she?
Have you got Lorraine's phone number now, Ellie? Just say yes.
Well, yeah, sure I have. Also, Helen's perimenopausal.
Are you getting all this, Lorraine? Are you getting it all?
Okay, we're skipping question 3 because we haven't got enough time. It was whether or not you can get pregnant in your menopause, and you can.
Can you?
Yeah, because actually, oh God, it's just so much to cover. Because basically, you're still ovulating until you've not had a period for 2 years.
You can still get pregnant.
You can still get pregnant because you're still ovulating. And actually, there's many more unplanned pregnancies during peri. And well, actually, the menopause itself is just traditionally one day. The very last day that you get your period is your menopause day. Up until that point, everything is the perimenopause.
Wow.
And it can go on for 10 years. And during that time, you are still ovulating, but you have very little ability to track it because your periods do become more irregular. So I was thinking there's still hope for me. Basically, I could still have kids, even though I'd written off.
You don't want them.
Amanda earlier on was very honest and said it's hard, but we're not going to get out of that. We're going to move on to question four. True or false? Under the new government regulations, cyber flashing will become a criminal offence.
True.
Yes, that's true. It's a shame because I do like a dick pic, but you know.
It better be true.
But warranted, solicited. You don't like one just in your face, as it were.
No. I like it when it, there's a bit of to and fro.
There's a bit of an exchange.
It is true, and we're hoping it will come in 2062.
45.
Right, yes, good, excellent.
Well, if it's the Tories.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
Take their time.
Amanda, you get quite a lot of kind of, because they follow me. The men that are in love with Amanda Abingdon, star of Sherlock, then come to my Instagram feed and send me, they haven't sent me any dick pics. Do you get any of that?
I've never, ever, ever received one.
But what I would say is that genitals in general are, like, I think that you deserve to A, know it's coming, and B, I think you need to, you deserve to have some kind of, you either need to know it's, if there's no emotional attachment to that particular genitalia, then if it's just going to come in, you need to be pre-warned, or you need to like have some kind of sensual feeling towards
I'll
it.
I'll ask and then for you it. Mm. I'm going to ask for it. Right. I don't want you sending it to me without me asking you. Right. Not that I've ever had one.
Right, right. No, and you've never sent any kind of like racy pictures of yourself to anyone?
What?
Here we are.
Because I have, and I was in a meeting the other day, and you know how the phones like flash up? So they're not like, it's not actually of my vulva, but I definitely had a boyfriend who was travelling a lot in around 2007, you can guess who that was. And I'd sent him quite racy pictures and it fucking flashed up on my phone in a meeting the other day.
Memories?
Apple. Yeah! Yeah, I was like...
You remember?
I was like, who's that?
I've never sent naked ones of me. I've never done that.
No, not fully naked.
I've sent ones of me in like a hazmat suit, stuff like that.
A what?
Hazmat.
What's that?
Hazardous material suit. You know, that people wear at scene of crime.
Is that your idea of erotic? Yeah.
That's about as far as I go. I have a very, very low body image.
Are they at least crotchless, the hazmat suits?
Yeah. But I'm wearing a mask, so you can't tell it's me.
That's the rules.
I haven't really said.
Do you think we could turn this into a mini-series?
Oh, absolutely. We could be here for days.
Helen, have you ever...
Yes, I have. So I became single just before the pandemic. So my foray into dating was very digital because you couldn't meet anyone because I was a good fucking girl. Boris, and so didn't have any fucking parties at my house. So I started, you know, texting blokes and things like that, and you know, we'd be sending pictures to each other. And then one night I'd had like a bottle of wine, and I was like, oh yeah, I'm gonna send a picture of my vulva with my hand in it. And that makes all the boys come.
Is this on text messaging?
Right. And we did some live, you know, like
did
WhatsApp.
Did you have sex?
Did you have virtual sex?
Yes.
Did you?
People are doing that these days, Mika. It's unbelievable.
It's just wanking. And
have
then
you done it, Ellie?
Such a sheltered line.
Well, no, I've been married a long time, so we're over all
She's
that.
Analog.
But actually, it's one of the ways to rekindle a marriage is to get into digital sex.
Yeah, but we're mostly in the same room, Mika.
You've got to, like, set it up.
No, you should sit next to each other and do it.
Oh, yeah.
Just see what happens.
If we're sitting next to each other, we might as well actually make our genitals touch.
But it might be quite interesting that they don't.
Mm. I mean,
you really would need
to
see.
We're not Victorians. Like, oh, I'm going to send you a picture of my ankle. Go in the kitchen.
But do you not? Hang on a second. Hold up. Hang on. This is really important, though. Hang on. This is really Ellie. The thing is that do you not think that by doing the erotic twitching, you're sort of slightly cheating on your husband?
Doing the erotic twitching.
You're like doing digital. You're doing virtual sex.
She's playing a game.
I still think it's meta. Definitely meta. And
she's
I think
so
you're
judging.
I just want
to
say,
why don't we put
I'm
it
not
to the
judging.
Audience?
I'm not judging. I just would like to gently suggest that maybe you're having an affair with a lot of people online.
I mean, I feel like that's quite
money.
Strong.
Can open.
I feel like this might be more about you than me. No, while I'm doing that, my husband is in the next room playing poker. So he plays online poker. So he
naked
he's fully
poker?
Aware that's what he says.
Is it naked?
Just cards. Just
cards
I call
and
it.
Beers.
I call it expensive snap. Yeah. Just literally playing cards with men for money. And I'm just, you know, reading out erotic fiction for men for money. What's the difference, really? I'm making more money.
Yeah. He's losing it.
Does it? Yeah. Can I be? Does it turn you on, Ellie?
No, no. Because
no?
First of all,
I think
it's
that I'd get turned on if I was playing those kind of games. I do.
Poker.
Both. Yes. Just yes. Yes.
Yes.
It's happy in vagina.
It's just the. First of all, it's not like I do feel like
can
you need
I come
to play.
Over?
It's not like pictures. It's not like pornography. It's not photographs of real people. You know, getting there. You don't even see any nips. You don't see it going in and out. All of that. It's just some drawings of like a woman in a bra and pants. I don't find that erotic. Personally.
No, okay.
And then,
well,
and then also, yeah, like 40 people are watching me, and we're all making jokes about, you know, I don't know, Brian Harvey running over his own head and things like that. So it's like we talk a lot about pop culture. So it's not really a sexy thing. I suppose it might be if you're the kind of person who'd like to have sex with 40 people. But to me, that again, that just sounds like a lot of admin.
A lot of.
And cleaning.
Helen, what happened with the end with the...
Yes, so I had a bottle of wine. I was texting this guy, and I thought that I sent the picture to him.
Oh, shit.
Instead, I sent it to my neighbour.
Oh,
she
no.
was delighted at midnight on Tuesday.
Oh,
she
it was really, a woman.
It was a woman, yeah. And so, but then I,
did
you
she
know,
come around and knock on your door and be like,
is this yours?
Not that. Like this one. Hi.
Yeah. And then she explained she meant to send it to her husband. Yeah. It was all fine. It was all cleared up. The mystery was cleared up.
Yeah. But I didn't realise that. So we'd finished off We finished off.
I love the fact that you sent it to the neighbour and went, ah, oh, fuck it, I'm just going to carry on. Yeah, she'll be all right. She'll be fine.
Oh. I'm finished off now. Thank you so much. Did someone say that to you once? Like, right, that's me done. I'm going to get a pizza.
But that was the guy who sent me a picture of his penis with a sock on it. Do you remember him?
Oh, yes.
That was the first picture I got sent.
Was it cold?
No, it was like an Argyle sock.
And then that was the first one.
And just to give me an idea of length. And then the next picture was the reveal. Mm. Like a fancy dinner.
But yeah. What upset me was the framing of it. So there was the penis. It was sort of nestled against his thigh, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And then, but he hadn't really tidied up. So you could see the carpet hadn't been hoovered. There was a radiator in the background. I was very troubled by those
photos. Why do they never tidy? Whenever I see things like that, I'm like, just tidy up.
Yeah.
I'm looking behind you at the
Well, this is an interesting conversation, actually, because in the week after this podcast goes out, Jennifer Grey comes on and she talks about how, and I'd never really thought about this, because I'm kind of a fan of being able to say to my partner that I'd quite like them to tidy up a bit. And I've had two guests on this season of the podcast that are really outraged that a man would ever say that to a woman. So then I've gone, okay, so if men aren't supposed to be asking women to adjust their pubic hair or anything about themselves basically in general, then are we allowed to insist that they do? Like, what's the answer?
We were talking more quiz? about the lounge room area.
Yeah, right? I was talking about the sofa, the setting, about actual housework.
Okay, so I still want to answer the question, do you think it's appropriate to ask somebody to tidy themselves up in terms of their bodily hair?
Yeah,
you do.
Yeah.
And do you mind it if a man asks
you?
Ellie?
I think it's all right to ask, and then I think if they say no, you have to respect their decision.
And then do it yourself.
While they sleep. I've had lots of different age ranges in the last couple of years.
Have you?
I really have to go out for a drink with you.
Yeah. So I find a lot of the younger men that I bang, they shave their pubic hair off.
Get rid of all the hair.
It's very silly. It looks like a face without eyebrows. Yeah. It looks...
Honestly, she showed me one the other day. It was like a dolphin's nose.
It was.
It had that sort of bend and then a sort of bluish tinge to it. Very strange.
It's like having sex with a Brillo pad, and I don't need to exfoliate my vulva, really. It's a scratchy process. Really, you don't like it.
I have to say that I am thoroughly enjoying your reclamation of your sexual prowess.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Brilliant. Welcome, everyone on the internet.
And we are coming towards the end of our time, but and I've skipped loads of questions, but the last one I'm going to ask you is true or false. Amanda, stop
I'm
looking at the answer.
She's blind, Mika. She's blind.
This quiz is a fucking sham. Can I just say that?
I thought this was Radio 4. No.
That's why they don't get me to host Women's Hour.
I'm blind.
She's got no idea what she's doing.
I can't see anything.
73.8. I love you, Amanda. 73.8% of women masturbate. True or false?
I bloody hope they do. Why
is that low?
True. I think that's true. That's,
well, okay, this is really interesting because that statistic is actually what comes in around men, that 73.8% of men admit that they masturbate. Helen, you only started masturbating quite late in life.
Yes, no, I'm a late adopter to wanking. I'm having a lovely time though. I'm making up for lost time actually. So on average now, I wank about once an hour. So you've got
to shoot off, haven't you?
Yeah, yeah. Got to crank one out in the loo.
Yeah, I've got to pump some milk. You've got to have a wank.
Yeah. I definitely feel like, so obviously I have a podcast that focuses a lot on intimacy and sex and pleasure and women's health in general. But I definitely think that the dial is changing because I think the statistic for women was 48.1%. I mean, first and foremost, statistics are weird. Let's face it. We don't really know who they are. So it's probably some advertising campaign for like a dildo. But 48.1%. But I was thinking to myself, that's interesting because I'm now comfortable talking about it. But I wonder if I had someone come up to me in the street 10 years ago and said to me, do you masturbate? I don't know.
Dude, if someone came up to me in the street now and said that, I'd be like, who the fuck are you? Why is that any of your fucking business?
Well, it would go like this. Hi, I'm doing a survey for Anne Summers, and I would like, we're just asking
no, it
women
wouldn't
some,
go like
we're,
that.
We're asking some questions on pleasure.
It's a quiz. You know, you love quizzes.
And
I've got a clipboard. Hey, clipboard. Oh, good. Yeah.
So do you think obviously the conversation is changing and people are not so embedded in shame around pleasure for women? It's definitely changing. Do you think it's changed for you personally?
Oh, I think so.
We know it has for you, Helen.
Yeah. No. Sorry. Sorry, I've got 3 minutes to go. Ellie, go quick.
No, I've just always been a bit filthy.
I've always done it. And I've always I think it's really good for you. Health-wise, I think it's really good for you. It's a very good release of tension.
Well, it actually creates endorphins and oxytocin.
And you shouldn't feel weird about it.
Did you know that crying also releases endorphins?
I did not know that.
I just learned that.
Tension at any end is fine. Either end.
Leak. Get the fluids out, people. Yeah,
yeah. Don't be frightened
out.
Of
do it in the bath.
Yeah. And then or the sea if you're in Thailand.
Oh, the sea. Yes, if you're Thailand.
That's
a
come full circle now. There you are. You're welcome.
That was free.
God, they're good, aren't they?
Callback. Callback. There we are.
To close.
Comedy terms, technical term.
to close, you've all won. Well done.
Excellent.
The last question is the most difficult, and you can't. It's the easiest. last question we always ask is, what makes your vagina happy today, Amanda?
A room full of women who are amazing.
Nice. Yes, you can clap. Thank you.
Yay!
Yes. Yes.
So not just my vagina, but all of me is very happy. Thank you, Mika. I'm very well. You go, Helen.
Oh, what makes my vagina happy?
Wanking.
Yeah, all fingers. Fingers and toes, who knows? I running and exercise, that makes my vagina happy.
Which we haven't really touched on much, and I actually did want to, because I really want to say amazing, Helen, because I feel like you've taken to, while Ellie is erotic twitching, Helen...
I'm an erotic twitching as well, but just by myself.
Just twitching. You're twitching erotically.
Just to one bloke on the internet, and she does it to 40. I mean, it's, you know, not to be competitive. I've recently got into running, and, you know, obviously when you get into running, you have to tell everyone about it. So that's what I've been doing. Can't stop talking about it.
Has your new kind of strength around your body changed your feelings about your vagina, your vulva?
Absolutely.
And your kind of you being, because it is important, isn't it?
Stamina is an excellent thing. But I find... yeah, I've just got more energy for everything. So it's sort of like my libido has increased. I feel, you know, fit and well. And, yeah, I love a good post-run bath. So, you know, it's all double the fun.
Oxy salts could be dangerous.
Yes,
game,
it could
though.
Be a little bit scratchy. Yeah. No, not too much heavy on the bubbles because you get...
maybe just some Badidas, something
oh, yes,
like
a
that.
Lovely little Badidas. Yeah. A nice chestnutty. Nice. Yes, be nice. That's a niche reference.
Just also... be aware of using Badidas because of the chemicals. It's not actually good for your vulva to have too.
Oh, the pH is a bit.
The pH.
It's full of chestnuts. What are you talking about? Chestnuts is a natural occurring substance.
Any second now on any Instagram feed, there's going to be an advert for Badidas.
There's already quite a lot of Badidas on my feed. I'm a big fan. And I was talking about it in one of my streams. And there's a lot of younger people on my streams, and they didn't believe me. They were like, "You're making up. That's a made up word." And I was like, "No, it's a chestnut based bath foam," and they think it's fictional. You went down this rabbit hole.
I know, but can you show it to them on the
I've sent them pictures and they say they're photoshopped.
Literally go into Tesco. You can get it on the shelf. It's like go along the bath oil, right next to the matey. It's easy.
We've run out of time. Ellie, where can people find your erotic twitching and where can they find you on Instagram?
Badidass.com. I'm the official ambassador. I'm the ambassador now for the Bourne charity and Badidass. Yeah. Ellie Gibson Games, twitch.tv, Ellie Gibson Games. You don't have to sign up for Twitch or anything either. You don't have to have it. You can just go and watch it if you want. But we're at Scummy Mummies, aren't we?
That's right. We're at Scummy Mummies on Instagram and on Twitter. And I have an Instagram handle called It's Me, Helen Thorne. And if you want to sponsor me for the marathon, just go to GoFundMe and Google Helen Thorne. Give me some cash if you'd
the
like.
The London Marathon.
The London Marathon.
Oh, very exciting. Who are you running for?
The Gingerbread Charity, who are a single parent charity who do incredible work. And they're amazing advocates. And especially now that single parents are one of the biggest people suffering from, you know, the crisis, basically. Everything's too fucking expensive and some parents can't afford to turn on their fridges. So that's a cheery note. But
we've both really raised it at the end.
Woo! That's who I'm running for other single mums.
Amanda?
I'm on Instagram and I'm on Twitter, Chimps and Socks and Amanda Abington 74. Is that what you meant?
Yeah.
I thought you meant... Okay, cool. Bye.
Yes, Amanda Abington, would you share your address with the audience?
No. And I live in Hertfordshire and my postcode is EM.
Where do people send the dick pics? If anyone's feeling
I don't want an influx of penis.
No dick pics. No. Thank you so much. This is The Half Vagina. I'm Mika Simmons. That was Amanda Abington, Ellie Gibson and Helen Thorne. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
If you enjoyed this episode, please do follow, subscribe and review. It helps others to find our podcast. And look out for our weekly videos going up on YouTube and Instagram at The Happy Vagina. And don't forget to check out Scent and Remedy, the flower delivery service dedicated to changing how you feel. Whether it's their Restore or Renew collection, Scent and Remedy flowers do more than just look good. You only have to hold a single stem of lavender, eucalyptus or geranium in your hand for a moment and let the scent remedy the way you feel. To find out more, go to www.scentandremedy.com or follow them on Instagram at Scent and Remedy. That's www.scentandremedy.com. Or at Scent and Remedy. You're welcome.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.